Mishnah. I maybe get Mimidinus Ayam. So Chazar Masakan, you have to say Befani Nechtav, Befani Nechtom. So he has to, the Shliach has to be present at the time of the Ksiva.
What?
Let's pile these up rather than just shoving them down at me.
He needs to say Befani Nechtav, he has to see the Ksiva and the Chasima. And he did not testify about the chasima. He said, "I saw the ksiva, and not the chasima." Or before nechtam, avolah before nechtam, he was made on the chasima, but not the ksiva. Before nechtam, kuloi ubefore nechtam chetzioi. I saw the whole ksiva and one of the edim sign. Before I necht of Chetzio, before I necht of Kul, I saw both Edim sign, I only saw part of the Ksiva. Okay. Puzzle. So any of these statements the person says, so what he's done is not acceptable. If he actually witnessed everything, he just said it's wrong, the more discussed before, he could take it back and do it again. But if he actually didn't witness what he has to witness, but he have it as possible. Fine. Echad omer b'fanei nechtav, v'echad omer b'fanei nechtam. Two people come. One says, "I saw the ksiva," and one says, "I saw the chasima." So we accept one aid because the shliach is one aid, and he's saying b'fanei nechtav. Here we have one aid on the chasima, one aid on the ksiva. Okay, so I could have argued that that's kosher. So the Mishnah says, no, that's not acceptable. But Rabbi Huda is machshir, because, did I skip? Yes. No, you skipped, yeah.
No.
Shtayim armor b'fneinu nechta, b'echad armor b'fnei nechta. Puzzle. Rabbi Huda machshir. In a case where two said we saw the ksiva, and a third person says he saw the chasima. So that's not acceptable either. Echad omer b'fanei nechtav, v'shtayim omer b'fneinu nechtam is kosher. But if one says b'fanei nechtav and two say b'fanei nechtam, that's kosher. So Zakir Rashi, so what's the logic behind these cases? Maybe before it says before I nechtam chetzio echem min edim. I witnessed one of the edim sign. Excuse me. Echem before I nechtav, but echem before I nechtam is possible. So what's the case? Ikash I get yotzi mitachas yadeho echod shuhu mevioi. If the case was where there was only one shliach, and the only one person was appointed to be a shliach to deliver it, and he says b'fanei nechtav or b'fanei nechtam, whatever, one of the two, and the other one who says the other statement was not a shliach at all. Mishum hachi pasul. Then we understand why it's pasul. The shliach atzuchur rabbanon the mirmino the tavayo. The shliach has to say both.
So the okay. Second person was just accompanying the first one from wherever the writing and sign took place.
But he wasn't appointed a shliach.
But he was not officially designated.
Correct.
Thank you.
So if that's here in the Mishnah, we understand why it's pasul. Now. But Lamadi Mukilov Nami Gemara Bishneim Shluchim. But there's an opinion in the Gemara that the case of both were shluchim. So then the question is, so why is it a problem? Filahachi is possible. Why? Kima the Khadhu the Ika Achasima. So remember we had before the Chazar are making a special takan over here that even normally you need two Aidim for Kiyam Shtoris. Over here, we're going to use one aid for Kiyam Shtoris. So Morris said, according to Rava, holds that the whole purpose of a Faranta Faranachtam is because they need a Matsum Lakaimoy. What do you need a Faranachtam at all? Like, what's irrelevant? The Gemara says, but it's relevant because otherwise we're going to confuse this with regular Kiyum Shtaris. And we're going to say the same way over here. One aid was enough for the chasimas. By regular Shtaris also, one aid is enough. And the truth is, that's not true. Well, normally you need two aid on the chasimas for Kiyum Shtaris. So how did Chazal differentiate between over here and everywhere else? You shouldn't get confused. Because we said that the person who says before I nechtam also says before I nechtam. Even though really the being made in the ksiva is not really necessary. If you hold the reason why Chazar Masak and before I nechtam is because of the din of lishma, and you hold like the Rabbi Huda that the din of lishma is on the ksiva. I understand why you're being made on Mefarei Nechtav. If you tell me it's because of Kiyum Shtaris, there's no need to be made on the Ksiva. The whole reason you're made on the Ksiva is to make sure that it's clear that this is not the same thing as Kiyum Shtaris. Well, here we have two people walking in. And one says, I saw the Ksiva. One says, I saw the Chasima. So people see that there's one aid being made on the Chasima. He's not talking about the Ksiva. He's just going to be made on the Chasima. Oh, one aid is going to be made on Chasimas. That's what people are going to understand. Kiven the char who dika chasima v'yoloi maser aksiva also lechluf ebikiyim shtaris the alma beit echad. So people will confuse this and say that the, I don't know why that guy said it. Funny enough, that's his business. But this one was made on the chasima. Was only one person. That's all he said. So this is regular kiyim shtaris. One person, a person being made on the chasimas, and they're not going to necessarily connect the fact that somebody else is made on the chasima helps this person. Like they don't see that connection. So if we're going to allow this, people will get confused. So we do not allow the one who's saying chasima also has to say ksiva. Okay. So now, so drawing that to the next conclusion, so therefore if the two come, they're both shluchim, both say before I nechtam, one says before I nechtam, it's also good. Because that one who's made on the chasima, you only need one. And he was made on the chasima, and he's also made on the ksiva. Right? So what's the case of two say b'farai nechta, one say b'farai nechta, it's no good. Shnayim bar b'farai nechta, v'echad ar b'farai nechta, shlishi aymer. So the case of here was a third person who's saying on the chasima. So again, this one who's made on the chasima didn't discuss the ksiva. So it's nami posam hai taima. Mishra hai taima. Now, Rabbi Huda's machshir. So why is Rabbi Huda Machshir? The number three who's being made on the chasima does not discuss the ksiva at all. The kivan the matzochinon la sude nami ksiva. The fact that there's somebody being made in the ksiva oyhu oyachir. The fact that in this maimon and bezdin they're discussing something other than just the kiyum shtaris. The concern is you're going to confuse it with kiyum shtaris. No, I'm not. I was never by a scenario of Kiyum Shtaris where they discussed how you wrote the Shtar. We always discuss the signatures. Right? And over here they're discussing how you wrote the Shtar. Oh, must be this is something different. Even though it's not the same person. Kiyum Matzachin Lasuri Namek Siva Oyhu Oyacher Suloy Osin Leklufe. So now, 1 second. So if that's true, in the case where one says Afarai Nechtam, one says Afarai Nechtam, it should also be good. Because only one person made it in the Chasima. But in this Maimed over here in Bezdin, there's somebody who made it in the Chasima also. So, Gemara Amin, the Cholak Rabbi Huda, after Rishonah, you're right. The Rabbi Huda disagrees with that case also, and he holds that case is also kosher. Ayachar Afarai Nechtam, Velchar Afarai Nechtam. So, whether it's the Maisa in this moment, you have talking about Ksiva and Chasima, which is unusual for Kiyum Shtaris. So people will not confuse us with Kiyum Shtaris. Echad Arma Farin Nechtam, Bashlam Arma Chavein Nechtam is kosher. The Gemara Mefarishlo. Zat the Gemara. Hosul Amali. What's the chiddush of this Mishnah? You have to say Farin Nechtam. We know that already. Maybe get me medina. Say yeah. So Mar says, "Yima he have a minute tzarich b'iloy omer is kosher." Kamash malon that b'diavad it's possible. Okay. So the Mishnah says, "Before nechta v'chetzio, before nechta kuloy possible." The Mishnah says, "Hi chetzio, which half are we talking about?" Ilay chetzio rishon, the first half. So in the standard nusach of the get. Okay. There's more later on. They said that the din of lishma. There's two parts to the get or to a shtaris. There's the typhus, and there's the taref. The typhus is the standard parts of any document, and the taref is that which. Rashi says the Torah is that which makes it public. That which really clarifies what we're talking about. It has the name of the parties. It has the transaction by a shtar, loan, bekadin, the amount of money, etc. So by get, that's the man, that's the woman. The fact that he's saying a rent mataris the chaladam, that's the primary act of the mice of gerishin, that has to be done the shema. There's language which we have at every standard get that does not require lishma. There's a nusach of a get in the back over here. So remember where it is. It's at the end of the rush, I think. No. The kids are piskish. Yeah. My Gemara is printed after the kids are piskish rush. Everybody has it. It's right after the Piskei Rosh. My Gemara is on page 226. So right after the Rosh, there's the Piskei Rosh.
You don't have any. Okay. I'm looking still.
You have Rosh.
I'm looking still.
Go back. Yeah, one little more. Right there.
It's a little paragraph on the bottom.
Yep, you got it.
It's actually quite short compared to the two.
Yeah.
Look, it's 12 lines.
Yeah, it's written in 12 lines, yeah. The Gematria of Get. So, Kach v'kach v'Shabbos. V'kach v'kach v'yarech ploini, shnas kach v'kach, l'bias erlem. So you have the date, the day of the week, the day of the month, the day of the year. The minyan shana moinin boy, kan. So according to the calculation which we use here, the mosa ploini, the name of the city. Now we clarify, maybe the names of the cities will change. So we give bodies of water. We assume the general bodies of water because of their cheshivas. Whatever name they got, that's not going to change. Yosel nahar ploini. Usually we put two bodies of water usually. If we have available, the Yosa al Lake Erie, the Nahar Cuyahoga.
Everybody's from Cleveland.
Yeah, from Cleveland, yeah, you can tell, yeah. I mean, I've only signed in so many get in my life, and the few of them were, most of them were in Cleveland. So no ploini, bar ploini. So then they say the man's name. He said, the get is written in the language of the man talking. I so and so. The mimosa ploini, where I'm from. The yes on the heart ploini, which we can clarify where that is.
When you say from at this time or from originally?
Yes. Usually it means from originally. We don't necessarily do that nowadays. But fine. Then he adds, we call Shum Achara B'chanicha de Isli Ula Asri. Any other nickname, any other name and nickname that I have for myself and for the city that I came from. Sivisi Barus Nafshi, I decided on my own volition, B'deloy Anisna, without any pressure. Rishavki Zupatris Zaruchis Yisichi Lachi, I am now relieving you and getting rid of you. And being megarish you, being mekares you, cutting off from you, who's you, and you, and to see my wife, Plonis Pas Plony, the Mosa Plonis, the Asanar Plony, Kalshum Ocheron, Mechanicha, the Is, Lichi, with that, any other name and nickname you have, Ulasraki, in your city, your place, that was Idasim in Kamas, you were my wife until now. The Kadush Shavkis, and now, I'm going to be Shavkis, Upatris, Zarichis, Yasichi, Lichi. I'm going to separate myself from you. To have in Rishol, you now are permitted, Rishalto, Benav Shichi, and you have power over yourself. The Mahach, Lis Naska, the Chol Gvar, the Titzvain. You can marry whoever you want. Vanish La Yamoche, Bidichi. Nobody's going to protest against this. From this point onwards, and now you're permitted to marry any person. This that I'm giving you should be from me to you, sefer teruchin, a document of separation. We get shvukin, we get biturin, kedas moshav yisrael. So. There's a lot of words which are standard words. You don't need the Shema, the standard words. There's going to be the specific details of the date, the man, the woman, the makam that they came from, and in a case where if you'd have a parallel case by a shtar, you'd write the amount of the loan, etc. So those are called the tarif. The other parts of it are called the typhus. So more as I talk about that you know, really make it then the cipher can write the typhus shlo the shmo. So he can actually, if he can get a good feel about people in the city, how much space he needs to leave for the names, he can write the typhus up front and have it available whenever he needs it. So did the shmo. So when we say I saw part of it. So. It's all good. You have to see the whole. I saw the whole ksiva. Well, what do you need to see? What do you need to see in the ksiva? So the Mora says Ilema Chetzia Harishin, and we're saying it's no good. He saw the ksiva of the first part. Well. Like you saw, the information which is front heavy of the get, top heavy, the name, etc. All that's all there in the first part. So, if he saw the first part, why is it no good? That's the main thing. It has to be lishma v'omer Rabbi Elazar. If you look at the cost of shita achas lishma, shuvein tzorich. Now, Rashi shita achas the shita rishona, which has the shema isha isha v'azman. If you get that in Lishma, everything else is fine. Elam Ravashi Chetzia Ha'achron. So the problem of our Mishnah over here is if the Shliach only saw the Ksiva of the second half. Now, according to Rabba, that the reason of Lishma, that's right, Pashut. The din of Lishma is the din in the first half. In the primary part, we have all the names, etc. But according to Rava, that the reason is because any mitzvah the kaimoi and finding out was just the way that they shouldn't be machlo but kliyum eshtoris. So what's it? If you see the first half or the second half, because in the first half you see no problem, that works. You made. I saw them write the first half, and I saw the chesimus. Okay, good. So I saw them write the second half, and the chesimus no good. So what should be the logic behind that? Since the primary part of the get is the first half, so the reason why it's not Machal Kiyam Shoris is because you're saying we require you to see the significant part of the Ksiva. Why is that? You don't need it for Kiyam Shoris. But but talking about the second half is like saying, you know, I witnessed the Ksiva. And by the way, you should know, I watched the bird was chirping along the way. So that's not enough of a significant point that people will understand that it's different than Kiyam Shoris. Okay.